With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape Resorts and Spas and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com. You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Oh my God, this summer, I just want to be sitting somewhere in the sun reading a book all summer long. And I know that's not the reality, but I'm going to build this fantasy in my head and Macy's is going to help me do it.
Do it.
I'm going to get a caftan. I can't wait.
I need you in one of those giant straw hats.
Yes.
That says Bon Voyage.
Easy.
Guys, check out Macy's.com for new bathing suits, beach towels, even floaties for the kids. They have all the poolside and beach essentials that we need for our summer and yours too.
Shop at Macy's.com or in-store.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl, you could sit with us girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens. Drama, drama queens, drama queens.
You guys, we have a really action-packed Q&A today. Our questions are serious business. We're going to jump right into it.
Okay. If you could have dinner with anyone in the world, alive or dead, who would it be and why?
This is morbid. Can it just, like, can we just put a boundary up and it's like, someone we don't know, because we're all going to choose someone dead that we love. So can it be someone that we don't know?
Who's alive? Let's keep it in the land of the living, right?
Okay.
Dinner with anyone alive.
Yeah, just somebody you want to have a meal with. You know who I want to have dinner with? Jennifer frickin' Coolidge.
Oh, that does
I just
want to
sit, right?
Yeah.
Can you imagine if we were all sitting around a table with that woman drinking martinis and telling stories? I would love it so much.
Yeah.
She is so funny.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid to like meet my heroes. I really am. I don't know that I'd want to because, you know, it could never live up to all like the people in my life who have been super influential. Just sitting down and having a meal, I think it would feel anticlimactic. It's like prom. Like you spend weeks thinking about it. You get all worked up and dressed up and then it's over in like three hours.
What am I going to wear? That's stressful. I, just as like a fact-finding mission, would very much like to have dinner with Elizabeth Banks because I like her trajectory. I like her directing. I like her long marriage. I like
just that she, like, you don't really know much about her private life, but she is great at her job and seemingly, like, everyone thinks she's super fun. And, you know, like, mm-hmm. I'm curious about that. Yeah. And I want to see Cocaine Bear real bad.
I do too.
I heard it's great. I do have a friend who saw it.
You got to be a cool girl to pitch that to a bunch of, like, you know, established actors and have everybody go, uh-huh, yeah.
Okay.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only person I can really think of that I would just love to have a meal with, it's Dr. Tim Keller, who is a former pastor, the head pastor at Redeemer Press in New York City, a church that I went to on and off in the 90s. And then just over the years, he has had such an incredible influence on my life, my spiritual journey, my growth out of the cult that I was in, and finding my way from that back to an authentic faith for me. His voice has been very, very prevalent in my life during that time and even now. And I've read so many of his books, and he's just very logical. His approach to Christianity and the gospel and Jesus is, it's just very logical. It feels like I'm going to a college lecture and hearing something that is, I'm walked through why something makes sense rather than having something like really hyped up and I'm supposed to believe it because the guy who's talking is like emotional, you know? So, I think it would be Tim Keller. I would love to just have a meal with him. He's had a big, huge influence on my life.
Great. Joy, this is for you. This is with season 5 and Jamie coming onto the show. What was it like to work with kids?
You know me and other people's kids.
But had you worked with kids before?
Not much. In theater, I had. I'm joking when I talk about other people's kids. I do love kids. And Jackson was he was mature for his age. He was so smart and funny and easy to interact with, and he was good at memorizing all of his lines, and he was fun. It was fun to work with Jackson. Yeah, I had fun. Mm-hmm.
I liked working with kids because you could only work like a certain number of hours.
That's right.
It was just like, well, it's 6 hours. I guess we're all going home. Hope y'all got what you needed. Bye.
Yeah. I really enjoyed it. I loved the storylines that I got to have with him. And it was also just really fun to have a kid around who was so excited. You know, the novelty of anything wears off. And 5 years into doing a job and, you know, being with the same people and living in the same place, it's great, but it's not filled with wonder anymore.
What are you talking about?
And then a little kid comes to set and is like, wow. And then you go, yeah, wow. And that's so fun to just be reminded. So I loved him coming to join the cast. And you know, even in later scenes when there were the babies around, it was just fun.
Did I ever tell you guys about the time that Jackson and his siblings came over to my house and I babysat them and ghosts showed up in the pictures?
Oh,
what? So these kids were like obsessed.
You got orbs in the photos?
They were obsessed with my haunted house and they wanted to take old timey photos. So we dressed up and I had them in the dining room of my house where the woman who lived there before me died. And I took these pictures of them and all of these orbs showed up. But you could tell that the orb wasn't just like floating light. It was like behind Jackson's head, but his head cut it off. But it was in front of all the stuff in the middle ground. Like it didn't make sense.
Yeah, it was wasn't in a place a flare. Where the light couldn't hit. Yeah,
it was weird.
Wow,
those kids are mystical.
There was a whole gang of them. Yeah, he had his little brother and older sister. Right, yeah, the three of them. Yeah. Good family.
They were sweet, sweet kids. Oh, I like this one because I love snacks. What is your favorite midnight snack?
Peanut butter and jelly and crackers.
Wait, you put the peanut butter and jelly on crackers instead of bread?
Yes, ma'am.
Interesting. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Okay. What's yours, Soph? I don't know.
Ooh, I'm a popcorn person, but I make popcorn on the stove in a pot. I don't do microwave popcorn. Wow. I'm like, I'm very, very passionate about popcorn in general. Mm-hmm. So that would probably be the first one. And oh, next is like, if there's sour candy in the house, watch out. Because I'm gonna find it late at night.
I have made the mistake of making my family addicted to charcuterie boards. Like, it is the Morgan kids.
That's an expensive habit.
My husband and these kids, Joy, I'm not putting nice things on that board. You know, it's just like shitty American cheese and some crackers and like some nuts I can find, you know, like whatever.
It's so good.
My family will all be kind of like angsty, and then someone will yell out like, you know what we need? A charcuterie board. And then I'm the one that has to go put it together. Yeah, man, charcuterie boards are a big deal in our house late night. Fancy, man. Nice.
I have this dream of having a home that, you know, my friends just kind of like come in and out of. And so I have this dream of having like a 4 o'clock charcuterie, like breadboard that's just out.
Yeah.
Just at 4 o'clock, like swing on in. Happy hour and bread, maybe like every Thursday.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'll make it happen.
It's fancy. You go post that on Facebook. You just tell all those other chicks in town. Come here. My Wayfair account has been... Guys, it's one of those passwords that I just store on my computer because I'm always logging in, whether I'm doing something for my house, for one of the charities that I work with. We renovated the teacher workrooms at my kids' school. Wayfair is just the best resource for any and all renovation projects.
I agree. I'm finding a great price on the perfect new piece for your home. It's super satisfying, or for a place that you're contributing to. Wayfair is the place to shop for everything home, from sofas and beds to dining sets, decor. They have it all. You can find thousands of huge deals site-wide, up to 80% off, like Hillary just said. And the selection is pretty unbelievable. I feel like anything I need to find that has to do with home, whether it's faucets for renovations or rugs or outdoor patio furniture or chandeliers or gadgets for your kitchen, it's all there.
That's right. You can find everything you need for your living room, outdoor areas, bedrooms, and more. And they have a huge selection of home goods ranging from appliances and area rugs to beds and wall art. And it's all on sale.
On sale. Wayfair has something for every home, no matter your style or budget.
Don't miss Wayfair's biggest sale of the year to get everything home. Head to Wayfair.com now to shop Wayday for 3 days only. That's Wayfair.com. Wayday ends May 6th.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
I think this is such a brilliant invention, and I wish somebody had come up with it earlier, but I'm glad we have it now. You know, I've been doing theater since I was a little kid. My mom has all these videotapes of me and all these productions, and then we also have all of our family movies and all of the family photo albums and all of the everything that just takes up so much space. And I'm so grateful that Legacy Box created this whole platform to be able to condense these amazing memories down into something that's actually tangible and easy to access.
Well, and with Mother's Day fast approaching, it is a great gift for the whole family. So you can relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. You can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time.
Guys, the process is so easy. You just send in your legacy box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. And their team professionally digitizes everything by hand. In the USA, you'll get everything back on the cloud or a thumb drive along with your originals. It's so easy.
Yeah. I mean, again, the VHSs, my new project is that I found Jeffrey's big, huge storage containers of VHS, and he was making TV shows in the late 80s, early 90s that I never got to see. This so is good. My chance. So
all of his pilots that never aired,
girl,
right?
I love those old beta tapes.
Yes.
So you guys can do this too. Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. That's legacybox.com/drama.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. It's easy to use waterproof pencil, holds like wax, and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order. Which acting scene are you most proud of from the show? Y'all ready to brag?
I mean, you guys, we watch episodes together every week. And this question, it's like the music one. I can't think of a single episode we've ever done in this moment.
Yeah.
Do you have one? Like, does it come to you right away?
I really don't. I mean, I know which ones I enjoyed working on that I felt good about, you know, as an actor, when you do a, you feel like you've done the best that you can do. Whether I'm proud of how it turned out or not, I don't really know, because I just don't like, I don't like watching my performance from that perspective. But I know there were plenty of times where like the comedy hit exactly the way I wanted it to and it felt good. And I think some of the stuff, like when Nathan was in his wheelchair, I feel like there was some good stuff in there that I remember feeling good, going home feeling good about the work I had done that day. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's about it. What about you guys?
I mean, so much of it is dependent on how it's edited together, because you could turn in an awesome performance and then it gets like paired with a shitty song and you're like, oh, that's the coverage they're going to use? Fine.
Yeah, totally.
But I remember when the episode where Peyton finds Ellie's body aired, and I got the feedback like, oh my God, you were so brave to be so ugly in that scene. Just your face, because my face is like contorted in like serious terror and like sadness and stuff. But hearing that as a compliment was like, yeah, I went there. I'm an artist.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
I just went for it. But so yeah, I felt very connected to that storyline.
Yeah. I don't know. I think the things that jump out, like the vulnerability that I really got to do with Brooke at Nathan and Haley's wedding. Mm. I think about some of that work that I got to do in later seasons with Brooke and Victoria. Mm-hmm. I always liked it when Brooke would get mad and like go on a rant.
I always liked that someone. Too.
That was always really fun for me. The really speedy, like mad, funny stuff. But yeah, I don't think there's something that I go, oh, that's the scene. It's, you can't pick one thing in, you know, a decade. But yeah, there's those moments that stand out that are so sweet. I mean, I even think about it like as it's all sort of bubbling up from my subconscious. I remember the conversation we had early on when we did the episode where Brooke and Peyton went on that boat for the day.
Oh yeah.
And remember we were watching that back and the three of us were like, oh, it's just so nice to see these girls having fun and sharing and laughing. And it was so refreshing to all of us. And I even love those things. And it wasn't like some, you know, incredible acting moment. But like, it was just so great and honest and sweet. And I like that we've had the opportunity as women in this show to do so many things. That is more fun to me than perhaps one specific moment.
You're right when you said honest, because I think that's what we do as actors. We hunt honesty. We're just like, where is it? And we'll walk through all the weeds and we stare through the trees and we just wait and watch until we can feel it nearby. And then we jump on it, as you know. And so anytime we're able to find that honesty, whether it's comedy or drama, we love it.
Yeah.
Feels good.
It feels nice.
Well, hey guys, would you ever go to space if you had the chance?
Yes.
Duh. Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but like now, or would you, like I would go, but when I'm about 80.
Well, look, are we talking like, okay, you can go to space and then you come back, like you get to go for a week, or are we like traveling light years?
I'm talking about somebody buys you a ticket to get on the Virgin Atlantic flight to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing it?
I think that I very much want to go to Mars. Everyone knows I'm a big Ray Bradbury fan, and Martian Chronicles is a perfect book. And there's going to come a point where, like, my kids don't need me anymore. And, yeah.
When you're old. This is what I'm saying. When we're old.
Yeah, but my kids, like, not 80. Like, I'm still trying to have some muscle tone when I'm up there so I can do some sporty shit. So,
all right, 70, yeah. 72.
Like, yeah, I'm going to be a very muscular 7-year-old woman. Yes. Done. That's it.
Space camp girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a complicated answer. My initial is like, yes. And if I could get on a flight and go and see for myself with my own eyes the imagery that has been taken by our astronauts and our, you know, space shuttles and the things that have literally changed my life. Like, you know, I have a tattoo on my arm because of the pale blue dot, because of the 1972 Voyager launch. Like, I am so deeply moved by and influenced by the things we've learned from that vantage point. So I'm like, if I could go for a weekend and see the Earth like that, I would love to. And then the other, you know, the annoying part of my brain is like the carbon emissions. Yeah. I'm like, I can't go to space.
No, we're holograms now. We're holograms. We're just going to like teleport there.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like, it's so complicated. I would like to go. I would really like to go. And I also am sure that, I don't know, by the time we're muscular grandmothers, there might be a better way to do it.
Right. which planet is the planet you're trying to hit?
I mean, I'd love to see Mars. I'd love to get close to the moon.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a planet. But then it's like, I don't know. You see that crazy imagery of Neptune and Jupiter. I want to see all of it.
Yeah. What's the one?
I want to see it.
A couple of the planets have diamonds just like floating around them. They like have natural diamonds from all the pressure just like floating around. And it's like, whoever figures that out.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's just diamonds.
That'd be cool.
Floating around.
Like, listen, we went on a little trip, had a martini, came home with all of these. Look at
these are my Jupiter diamonds.
The bougiest space trip.
Okay. Number 10. Do you have any embarrassing or funny stories from set that you've never shared before? People ask us this question all the time.
I don't know.
If I have anything I haven't shared in 20 years, it's probably because I don't want to.
Yeah. Also, there's things we forget. Like, you could tell me a story and I'll go, oh my God, I forgot about that. Yeah. But I'm sure 10 years ago I told the story because at that point I hadn't forgotten it.
That is true.
Yeah, I wish I'd written these things down. The problem, guys, with our job is that it trains our brain to be, wow, my mic is weird. It trains our brain to be have a short memory.
Yeah.
So we remember lots of pieces of information for a short amount of time and then it's gone. So details and little stories and things like that, if you want to remember it, you better write it down because it disappears.
I know, I've always wanted to be a journal person and I'm just not. But I do agree with what you were saying, Hillary. I think some of them, the stories we've never told, we're not gonna tell, guys. And that might be because they're hilarious, and it might be because we're not trying to ruin it for everybody. I don't know.
Kidding, man. I love that sentiment. They're like, hey, what's your deepest, darkest secret? You know? It's like, honey, I can't know.
I think we've been more than forthcoming.
Yeah, let me have my things. You know what I'll say? I had never had to share a trailer before, right? And I was always so self-conscious peeing on my side of the trailer.
Oh, I still am. Ugh.
Because I was just like, oh no, Sophia has to hear me pee.
Yeah, try sharing one with a boy. Yeah.
Oh,
when you're 20.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah. So embarrassing.
I'm so embarrassed. I just don't want to pee in front of people. It's a weird share.
Yeah. I'm not into it.
Well, that's it. Thank you guys for sending your questions. Send more. That's so fun.
We had a little religion this week, some body humor, you know.
Some space.
This
we just like wrapped it all in.
A great hodgepodge. We'll see you guys later.
Hey, thanks for listening. Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at DramaQueensOTH.
Or email us at DramaQueens@iHeartRadio.com.
See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to CheapCaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it, so do your deal and find vacays in your price range at CheapCaribbean.com. That's CheapCaribbean.com.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to hear her side of the story. Joe and Serena sit down for an intimate conversation with Maria Georges on Bachelor Happy Hour.
I have to ask, I heard a rumor that you were dating at one point one of Drake's best friends.
Oh, Lord, have mercy on me.
Listen to Bachelor Happy Hour on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Bachelor Happy Hour. Listen now everywhere you listen to podcasts and don't miss part 2 Monday night.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.